Reward of Suffering is Righteousness, April 27. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous, but nevertheless afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. The trials to which Christians are subjected in sorrow, adversity, and reproach, are the means appointed of God to separate the chaff from the wheat. Our pride, selfishness, evil passions, and love of worldly pleasure, must all be overcome. Therefore God sends us afflictions to test and prove us, and show us that these evils exist in our characters. We must overcome through His strength and grace, that we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. For our light affliction, says Paul, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Afflictions, crosses, temptations, adversity, and our very trials, are God's workmen to refine us, sanctify us, and fit us for the heavenly garner. The precious Savior will send help just when we need it. The way to heaven is consecrated by His footprints. Every thorn that wounds our feet has wounded His. Every cross that we are called to bear, He has borne before us. The Lord permits conflicts, to prepare the soul for peace.